Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got something I want to talk to you about. As you know, once a week I take a segment or two and just spend some time, just the two of us, talking about some things that I think are important, some things that I'd like to share with you, some ideas that I'd like to encourage you to think about. And this today I want to talk about the difference between quality service and the quality process. So what is successful customer service? I think the definition is the process of delivering value to customers in exchange for payment. That's successful customer service. That's the basics. Surely this is the prime directive of any business. But that process isn't truly successful unless the relationship can be sustained. And the only quality and the only quality produces sustainability. You know, I like to tell the story when my first corporate sponsor was IBM, way back in the day, and I was so excited. I called the guy who made that decision just this week. We stay in touch and thanked him again because of how important that was for me. And when I tell people about that, I said, I bet that was a red letter day for your company, wasn't it? I said, no. It was for a year, but I said the real red letter day was a year later when they renewed. That was when I knew that we were doing something right, when they came back, right? So if you're gonna get people to come back, you got to have quality. But what kind of quality? That's an important point I want to make. Quality service is a 20th century term that businesses use to declare a commitment to diligent customer support. And that's for customers. Customers typically associate that customer quality service with, and businesses often, way too often, tolerate it as promptly addressing a problem. Unfortunately, here's what quality service often sounds like. We're sorry we delivered the wrong part, but we're committed to quality service. So one of our trucks will be out there in an hour with the correct part. Well, it's true. Sometimes quality service like that impresses the customer. Oh, you made a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. Oh, you're coming right out. Oh, great. I'm impressed. And sometimes businesses even like to brag about that kind of service. But while prompt attention is admirable, it's not optimal, my friends, because it has a negative impact on sustainability. Remember that word? I used it a minute ago. It has a direct impact on sustainability in at least two ways. And here are the two ways that quality service can take you down. First, the customer was inconvenienced by inaccurate service. That means you screwed up. And two, allowing an avoidable problem to occur is the worst kind of profit-eating inefficiency. And if you took a part somewhere, if you didn't do the job the right way, that was an avoidable problem 9 times out of 10. In the 21st century, successful small businesses have converted their problem-fixing quality service to the profitable and sustainable quality process. That's what I want you to do. That's what I want you to encourage you to think about. I don't want you to deliver quality service. I want you to have a quality process. Put simply, executing a quality process is serving customers correctly the first time. Accomplishing a quality process ranges from the very basic of ordering accurate order filling to the more complex version, which is integrating into your operation only those vendors, the people who support you, only those people that share your quality process commitment, and anywhere in between, lots of variations in between. It should not be breaking news that your large customers have been doing this for a long time, for decades, And they've been doing it to eliminate weak links in their supply chain. They're not going to let you be, and you can't let others be, the weak link in your supply chain because they don't have a quality process of doing things right the first time. The optimal goal of your quality process is sustainable customer relationships. And that means you do it right the first time and you make a profit and didn't squander any of it on mistakes. Such sustainability is in evidence when customers return to find your profitable business is still there, ready to serve them again with your quality process. Quality means profits. And if it's quality, the quality process means profits. Quality service sucks profits out of your business. And you can't stay in business. You can't sustain your business without profits. So why would anyone live with a profit-eating quality service instead of managing with a quality process? Well, I believe it's because cash is a drama queen and profit isn't. Delivering quality service is practiced by crisis managers. Are you a crisis manager? If you're proud of your quality service, you may be. The crisis comes when you could lose a sale or possibly even a customer because an order was filled incorrectly, creating a hit to your cash flow so quickly and so dramatically that it'll take your breath away. Oh my God, get out there right now and fix this. Lots of drama for everybody, right? Well, having a quality process is a commitment to profitability, requiring disciplined, long-view professional management, and you'll recognize it by the sound of no drama experienced by you or your customers. And that sound is crickets. Professional small business CEOs know that focusing on a quality process, which is doing it right the first time, takes a commitment to quality hiring, efficiency training, and a focus on what customers want, not what they need. These practices produce sustained profitability and in time will eliminate your noisy cash flow drama. So folks, if you want to have a quality process, you got to have people up and down the line who are thinking quality and people who you've given permission to hold up the process if quality is not happening, so you can fix it before it breaks. Remember, the quality service you've been so proud of may seem admirable, but when delivered in response to something that was avoidable, assaults your profitability, threatens sustainability, and ultimately will put you out of business. Convert quality service into the more profitable and sustainable quality process. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.